Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, back doing this down the airwaves.
Oh yeah, down the old phone. Hey, what's going on in theatre? Because we're obviously at level 3, so nothing happening in the actual theatres of Auckland. But what's happening out there?
Well, there's a lot of gutted people who were meant to be performing at various Pride shows. I was meant to have someone up to talk about a Fringe piece that was out soon today. But while we wait for that and seeing what's happening there, there is some cool virtual online stuff as well.
Awesome.
So the London International Mime Festival is on.
Wild.
Which is pretty cool. And obviously over in England it's super bad, so there's no festival due to COVID. But what they've done instead to still celebrate this, which has gone on for 44 years, is they've put up heaps of old shows that they've had from past festivals.
Awesome.
And so there's, yeah, if you head to their website, which is mimelondon.com, there's so much cool content. I was checking it out last night and went down a massive wormhole. But one that really struck me, and I really do recommend watching it, is if you go to the five short film section, there's this beautiful, beautiful piece of a an interpretation of Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You.
Wow.
But performed in British Sign Language.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, and it's not the original song, which is amazing, but it's an equally amazing cover, which is just like slow and jazzy and subtle and very heartbreaking and beautifully shot in black and white. And the woman who's signing, her name's Jackie Beckford, and she's been doing sign language interpretation for 25 years in the performing arts.
Oh, wow.
Which is something you don't often think about, and it's just her as an actor. Oh, my God, it's just such a stunning video, which I highly recommend if you just want like a bite-sized bit of art in your lockdown.
Excellent. I'm so intrigued by this. The idea of a mime festival sounds kind of hilarious in its own right. But when you talk about, you know, a show like that, I'm like, oh, that sounds beautiful and wonderful. And I definitely want to go and check it out. So I'm intrigued, truly intrigued.
Yeah. Obviously, there is some like ridiculous clowning videos that I saw as well. And some of the videos are full length shows, so an hour and a half, and others are just 3 to 5 minutes. So there's a whole heck load of choice. But a little closer to home, to still support Aotearoa creatives, there's an online event that was online from the get-go for Auckland Pride Festival,
cool.
Which is called Icon 2021, and it's brought to us by a collective called Same Same But Black, which is a collective working primarily for Black, Indigenous, people of colour, and the LGBTQIA plus community right here. And their show, Icon 2021, is a virtual celebration of queer, Black, Indigenous people of colour who've been like pioneers of the rainbow movement. And what they've done is every day on their website, they just introduce a new icon, which you can go check out and learn a bit about it, learn a bit of history. They've coincided it to be with Black History Month, which I think is really cool.
Cool.
And if you check out the website, this Friday, so the 19th of February, Same Same But Black is hosting a panel discussion on Facebook Live, which is where they really like explore the images and the stories that they've made for the exhibition.
Fantastic.
Which, yeah, it just sounds super cool and just such a good thing to go and support as well.
Totally. And a really nice thing if you're feeling a bit gutted that you can't go out to all the awesome Pride events that were scheduled for this week. It's a nice thing to tune into from home.
Yeah, absolutely. And who knows, you know, it might be a bit of a long lockdown, but it might be a short one, and we just have to wait and see what happens
with
the rest of Pride and Fringe. But fingers crossed, because the shows I wanted to talk about were so freaking awesome, and I hope that I still get to talk about them and see them as well.
Excellent stuff. Hey, anything else, or are those your top two picks for today?
Those are my top two, and then the rest of my mind is just taken up with lockdown and staying tuned for what's to come. So.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like there's some good things to distract ourselves there. Thank you very much for that, Zoe.
No worries. worries. Good show.
You have a good day. You know, enjoy washing your hands and staying safe and all that jazz.
Yes, I will.
All right. Ka kite, Zoe. Talk to you later.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe.